BC United is doubling down on its calls to ban cell phones in provincial classrooms, claiming the issue is part of the cause for declining educational scores released last month. If elected, BC United will ban cell phone use in classrooms, Falcon said in a statement Monday, January 8. It's clear to parents how mobile phone usage is negatively impacting our kids' educations. The NDP's reluctance to act is coming at a time when BC is seeing a decrease in literacy rates and education outcomes in math and English. The Program for International Student Assessment has been measuring the abilities of 15-year-olds to use their reading, mathematics and science knowledge and skills to meet real-life challenges since 2000. PISA results for 2022, which were released last month, found BC and three other provinces including BC above the international average score of 472 in mathematics. Canada as a whole scored 496, while Quebec scored 514, the highest provincial result. BC students scored 497, behind Alberta with 504. Asian countries dominate mathematics, led by Singapore, 575, mainland China's special administrative zone of Macau, 552, and Chinese Taipei, also known as Taiwan, 547. BC's scores used to be higher and have been lowering in recent years, reaching 522 in 2012, 518 in 2015 and 512 in 2018. When it comes to reading, Alberta tops all provinces with a score of 525. BC is not far behind with a score of 511 and considered on par with Alberta by the Council of Ministers of Education. When it comes to science, Alberta tops all provinces with 534. BC's score is 519 and considered on par with Alberta's. Digital technology in classrooms. While it is not entirely clear what if any role cell phone use has played in BC's declining numbers, PISA's report on Canada's 2022 test scores highlights the impacts of digital technology in the classroom. More than 4 in 10 Canadian students, 43%, told PISA that they get distracted using digital devices when studying mathematics. That's compared to the international average of 30%. 1 in 3 students, 33%, also told PISA that they get distracted by other students who are using digital devices. Students were less likely to report getting distracted using digital devices when the use of cell phones on school premises is banned, the report reads. School districts currently manage cell phone policies in BC classrooms. Quebec gave school districts in that province until December 31 to implement a new directive banning use of cell phones at public elementary and secondary schools except for specific educational purposes. Quebec becomes the second province after Ontario to issue a province-wide mandate. Falcon said it is time for BC to follow those provinces. Teachers already have enough on their plates without having to monitor cell phone usage in classrooms, which is why BC United will implement a province-wide, Ministry of Education, mandate to ensure this ban is implemented consistently in schools throughout British Columbia. Related. Digital literacy expert opposes BC-wide policy to cell phones in schools. Not everyone favors such a ban. Darren Lohr, co-founder and instructor at the White Hatter, recently argued for what he calls an educational approach, noting that most school districts in BC already follow a policy not unlike Quebec's. Does the province have a part of play? Sure they can, he added. The province can shepherd the issue, but I think setting the policy should be left more to the schools and the school districts. While Lohr acknowledged the inappropriate use of cell phones by some students that can be somewhat distracting to learning, a complete ban would be counterproductive, given the all-present nature of technology and need to navigate it, especially in the professional world. B.C. Education Minister Rachna Singh said in a statement Monday that technology can be a distraction, but also a helpful learning tool, including for those who rely on devices for accessibility. We are evaluating this issue and we will continue to work with our education partners to ensure that students are succeeding in BC schools. Singh's ministry also pushed back against the broader claim that BC's educational system is declining. If BC were its own country in the international testing system, it would be 12th in terms of mathematics, tied with Canada, 9th in terms of reading and 9th in terms of science. The ministry also added that jurisdictions around the world saw some declines in PISA scores between 2018 and 2022, likely the outcome of the COVID-19 pandemic and its associated challenges, which the province continues to monitor while working to bolster staffing levels in classrooms. At Wolfgang Deppner, wolfgang.deppner@blackpress.kalike, us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.